Hey, this is just a chill episode, getting back into the flow of things for 2021 with Danny Boy. So, gonna have a little fun with it, and I'm gonna throw to the show in a couple seconds here, but just wanted to let you know that you're all valid, most of you. Not a whole lot of you, let's be honest, but enjoy the show.
I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Back to the Tommy John Show. It is episode 70, and I am joined once again by Dan, who he took a week off. He gave the old dancers the holidays off, and
I had to rest my bones.
He had to rest his bones, his vocal bones,
my crazy bones.
His crazy.
I was playing a tournament, winning left and right.
You remember Crazy Bones?
Of course, I remember Crazy Bones. They had. They had Dragon Ball Z Crazy Bones,
and I remember I gotta buy these.
There was Mario Crazy Bones. I had a lot of Crazy Bones, but it wasn't as big as I thought it would be. Because I was like, oh, these are gonna be huge. Everyone who doesn't want to fling little dudes at other dudes.
Yeah, it was the next iteration of what were they? Pogs.
Pogs, yeah, it was the second step. Fat up.
Ass
and then
white
Beyblades
girls.
Came out, and it was just like, well, this is way better.
Yeah.
Like, come fighting tops. And
people are still into Beyblades.
Beyblades were cool because it was just like, I'm going to pull this little ripcord as hard as I can at your, spinning top. And some of them were, ridiculously cool because one of them would – the design was terrible as far as, lasting with spinning.
Yeah.
When it would get hit, it would have a spring and it would jump.
Oh, yeah.
And
it was
sometimes
awesome.
It would grip onto the other top when it hit it because it was low and flip them.
Yeah.
It didn't work that well. Half the time, it would just pop up and then your top would end up just getting fucked up. But,
In reality, it was
cool.
An awesome concept.
Cool.
Yeah.
It is. You had these little, Coliseum plastic domes.
Yeah.
And you just fling them. But the problem was you're always trying to fling them too hard.
Mm-hmm.
And they just fly out and cut somebody. Some of them had metal pieces on them.
Pros, man. There's pro yo-yoers. There's got to be pro Beyblade guys. That's just so good.
There's probably a set of rules.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like magic. I'm sure if there's enough people, there's a professional Beyblade. Let's find out. Let's get them on the show.
That's the next big one. The big get
the next,
for the show.
The next big, yeah, we can. If we could reach out to a Beyblader and get him on the show, I would love to learn.
Yeah,
I'd love
man.
To get into it. Let's get into the competitive Beyblade scene.
We should. I mean, unfortunately, it's not really a COVID-friendly scene,
not
I
now.
Bet.
There's,
Maybe there's,
not.
I mean, yeah, not now it's COVID-friendly. But, once COVID's gone, it'll be very COVID-friendly, I guess. But,
honestly, the Beyblade pros should be essential. So they should probably get the vaccine first.
True.
I think.
Our buddy's getting it tomorrow
Stanley
morning.
Would agree. Is he a Beyblade professional?
No, he's in the healthcare industry.
So he does not play Beyblades.
I mean, he might. We can ask him.
We should check. We could get him on.
We could probably get him on. He would
talk about Beyblades.
Talk about Beyblades. But, not to, spin this podcast in a sour direction. Some crazy shit's happening today in the Capitol. Bunch of Trump supporters have stormed the Capitol building. Figured we at least address it. We don't have to go in depth on it.
Crazy shit.
Yeah. It's the lack of response to it that is a little ridiculous.
Yeah, that's the ridiculous part because there was, just due to the fact that we've had Black Lives Matters protests that there was twice as much police. There were, and people were getting
tear gassed,
crap kicked out of them. Mm-hmm. They were, I mean, the people were getting tear gassed and today.
Yeah, yeah.
But to like what they were letting people get away with that no other person would have gotten away with.
Oh yeah.
It was ridiculous. I mean, and it was very sad that someone got shot.
Yeah.
But it's people just,
I mean, you also have to expect that if you're going to break into the Capitol building, you might get shot. That's kind of, you know, probably a big risk.
My question is, will they invoke the 25th Amendment?
We will see. I mean, maybe by the time this podcast goes out tomorrow.
Because he's like inciting it. He's like, go home, go, but don't go home because it's real.
And he's like, this is what happens, you know.
This is when we get screwed over like this, but go home peacefully. And it's so silly.
And the thing, the crazy thing is
the entire thing.
The entire thing. But like the thing that really gets to me is that all the people who aren't there that are big like MAGA douches, they're like refusing to believe that it's their people. They're online saying that it's Antifa. Insider,
like, yeah, that, mm-hmm. that are pretending to be them.
Yeah, yeah. And like,
you can't lose with that argument. If it's them, it's them. If it's when it's not them, it's Antifa.
Yeah. And it really got me thinking about like, and I looked at like a study done about like how like these people are turned alt-right so young. It's really linked to like Xbox like videos on YouTube. There was like a decent amount of content creators that were like kind of like white supremacist, like alt-right, like very far right, who were making that content. And when people would watch those videos, like, you know, one of the, like even like 10 years ago, be like, I want to watch like a gameplay video of like Halo or whatever. Yeah. And they're watching that or like Call of Duty. And all of a sudden the YouTube algorithm starts recommending like fucking conservative guy dunks on feminist shit. Like all, you know, those videos that it's just some guy like
playing basketball with a feminist.
Yeah.
Going to the house.
I mean, that would be, I mean, a lot better, ideal. But you know, it's like get these guys who are just, you know, hanging out at these, not even hanging out. I don't know why I said hanging out. They're not hanging out. They're just hanging out
at the Wawa.
They're like speaking at colleges and some like girl will get up and, you know, ask him a question. He's like, well, actually, blah, 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 blah. You know, it's all stupid shit. It's like just, it's just like clickbaity stuff. And they watch that. And then the algorithm recommends them deeper into that hole of like that kind of stuff. And unfortunately, it creates like all these far right people are very conspiracy kind of centric, and as soon as something doesn't go their way, which is what's happening right now, they start to believe that it's a conspiracy. I mean, know. the whole thing
crazy.
Yeah, and the whole thing is like it's a conspiracy that he lost. I mean, it was so, it's like he lost whether you like him or not. I mean, that's what happened. And I mean, I don't know what these people, you know, expect is going to happen. There's not going to be a giant civil war, even though today would throw some doubt towards that. And there might be, but
well, it wouldn't last. Like, we still have the U.S. government on our mm-hmm. side. They'd still would shut it down. Like, regardless of what happens, Trump would be taken out,
forcibly removed. And
yeah, if he didn't do anything, if people started to take shit over, he wouldn't just be like, oh, well, nope, I'm not doing, like, well, the government's going to stop anyone at this point. I don't think there's going to be an uprising. But, I mean, of any group, who has the most guns?
It's true. It's true. But, I mean, it's just not a, the status quo would be so disrupted. I mean, then again, you know, you never know. I mean, who could have predicted any of this like 10 years ago?
I don't know if there'd be a war. There, like, the only way they could affect change is to, if there's enough people in the cog of, like, you know, work. If everyone just, whatever their jobs are, they just stopped working them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, to do whatever, you know, whether it be this, if enough people stopped. I mean, then again, Yeah, that'd be fine, because then maybe other people could just slide into their jobs and
yeah,
and then they'd be out of work and they could go on there. They could go live in wherever they want to live in a little part of the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we'll build an island. We'll get Jeff Bezos to build an island out of money.
Oh, my God.
It can all... Because what, you know, I don't want to hurt them. I just want them to... I don't want to hear it.
Well, here's the thing. You can't make a martyr out of them, right? You have to just humiliate them. I mean, that's the thing. That's the only way you get out of this without it leading to some kind of like ideology springing up later in the future. You know, if you make a martyr, they start to idolize those people.
There will be a church of Trump.
Yeah.
Honestly, there's Scientology, so it doesn't surprise me if, like, in 100 years, if Trump starts a religion now, in 100 years, there, it's fact. They
it could be.
Book, they got their own
I mean, that's
people.
Like the Mormons, right?
That's like every religion, let's be honest. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
One just goes further back.
Yeah.
And someone's like, wait, I can start something like this?
Yep. Yeah, but I mean that's gonna be our political talk of the day. But I wanted to talk about
politics
something.
Is silly.
Yeah, it's all silly. I mean, you know.
We need it because I think
society or something.
Now it doesn't matter what side you're on. Just all.
Yeah, it's all crazy. The extreme left and the extreme right, they're both crazy. But you know, what can you do? What can you do? Us at the podcast kind of fall somewhere in the, I guess, middle. I don't know. We don't know. We haven't decided. We're actually in the top.
I support what's right.
I don't think it's a linear line. I don't think it's left or right. I think you can go up or down too. So we're on the top because we're at the top of the podcasting game.
Not what's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I support what is decent and moral.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And pretty cool stuff all together.
Yep.
So last week I recorded a Just Because with the Just Because boys. I don't know if he's posting it.
I called in.
Yeah, you called it. I don't know if he's posting it because the audio was all fucked up. But there's something I talked about on there that I want to talk about now to get your little hot take.
Give my hot take.
So you're a man, right?
I am a man. I like to think so.
All right. Cool. Do you, not do you, I mean, you do pee.
Can't use tampons? Constantly, yeah.
You pee, right? You use tampons?
Yep.
Where do you put
up,
them?
Sitting down. Oh, I pee sitting down. We're going there?
You do pee sitting down? Every time?
Not every time, no. When it's convenient, when I got, I'm a Game Boy kid. So I have grown up and the phone is pretty much a Game Boy. I grew up sitting on the toilet.
At a urinal, how do you pee?
I mean, standing up.
Yeah. So like, all right. So I wanted to, this is something that I was thinking about while I was peeing at
a
urinal.
Everyone, how else can you pee at a urinal?
Yeah.
It's gross to try and sit down.
So I wanted to ask you. So you, when a guy pees like in a urinal standing up, right? He kind of like you know how like you get your arms down and you're kind of holding your shalom ding dong and you're kind of aiming it, right?
You hold it. I put two hands on the wall.
Both.
And I kind of right. Rock back and forth until it starts. Until I got the flow going, and then I just let momentum take it from there.
So you rock back and forth. Is that from left to right or?
No. Back and forth. Like, you know, like
sloshing it around in you.
Back away from the urinal, close to the urinal, back away from the urinal, with both hands on every time. Sometimes I make noises. It's very uncomfortable.
Good
for
ones,
people.
Or... All right.
I mean, with the good one, it's all relative to. What's a good noise opposed to a bad noise to a person?
I guess good versus bad in terms of will the noise get you arrested at the public urinal?
That depends on the cop.
Interesting. All right. Depends. Okay. Well, I don't. I mean, what kind of cops are going to arrest you for that?
People that are don't like the noise I made.
Is it? All right. Well, we'll leave it to the listener's imagination. So anyway,
or join the Patreon to hear the
hear Dan's peeing noise. I have a feeling. I mean, from what I remember, the YouTube video you posted of you pissing yourself. All those people would join the Patreon if they wanted to hear that.
Except I wasn't actually. That's the thing. It was I was a fraud back then. That wasn't actually me peeing myself.
Don't tell them that. Isn't that crazy? That was like we were so young. We didn't even realize there was fetish videos.
I know.
Videos.
That's what I mean. I was so. But that's what I was like. Why do people keep taking this down? It's just a joke. I was like, it's just. I was so young. I had no clue.
I mean,
flagged. I was like, I got so many video views on it.
Not to be putting ideas in your head, but that got a lot of views, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
I got taken down. My account got strikes against my account. I was like, that was me. I'm sorry. I didn't know.
I'm aware, and I don't blame them.
I don't blame them either. Now, you know, being an adult, be like, oh yeah, that was stupid.
So
pee your pants on camera, not like.
Do you water bottle? Do you remember how many views it had before it got taken down?
Like over 50,000.
Okay, so let's assume that.
And that was one of the times it got. I put it back up because I didn't. Again, I was like, well, a guy did it was going well.
I was just like, people gotta see this, man.
I didn't know. I just was like views. I was, you know.
Yeah.
How old was I? Whatever the.
It's probably too young to be putting that.
Definitely.
All right. So 50,000 views. Assuming that, let's be realistic. Not realistic. It's not going to be 50,000 unique views. Let's say everybody watched it twice. So you got 25,000 people.
Uh huh.
If you could corner the market on OnlyFans of you pissing your pants, like for real this time, I think, 25,000 people would like. $10 a month.
You assume that 25,000 people, all of those, the 25,000 people that watched it twice, all these people would also pay $10. That is that's 100% conversion rate.
I'm just
that is unrealistic.
Let's say it's
more like you could probably convert 3% of people.
I think
realistically,
maybe.
You think maybe 10%. That's really high.
All right.
I don't know what the actual thing is. I'm just talking basic conversion rates from.
All right. Let's, for the sake of argument.
Okay.
It converts 100%.
Okay. We'll live in this fantasy.
That's a lot. That's some serious dough.
That's
dough,
a lot
man.
Of money. You're
that's
right.
a lot of money, man. Dude,
why can't it be 400,000? Like, why are we for?
I'm just
gonna make it imaginary.
If we're talking hypotheticals, I'm just saying, maybe something worth considering. I mean,
I'm thinking. I was thinking getting back into it. Maybe. How about we just do it on the Patreon?
I think there's rules on Patreon against that per se. Well,
that's
but
okay.
If we kind of wink, wink, nudge, nudge, we could probably get around something. We'll talk about it. But, peeing. We were talking about peeing. So you know how a guy pees standing up normally, not like your back and forth thing, right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of a natural instinct. Would you say that's kind of a natural instinct to us doing that? Kind of standing, holding our penis and peeing. In the woods you do it, right?
Yeah. I mean, I have had times where I just don't hold it.
So maybe what I'm trying to ask here is, do you think cavemen held their, peed in that position?
Probably. I mean, I don't know. I can't speak for... cavemen.
Yeah, I agree. It makes probably.
Sense. It makes logical sense that it seems like the most efficient way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can aim at things.
Yeah.
Like you can even, let's say you could even use it to draw on a fence and then walk away from that fence, and other people get blamed for that.
Yeah, I know. We've talked about that on the podcast.
You can do that, but you think cavemen? Yeah, probably. I assume.
Now, is that not a funny thing to think about? A caveman peeing like that. Like, you know, he's like, ooga, ooga, ooga. And then he's like, oh, hold on. Hold on. I gotta go take a leak. And he's just like, it's like weird, right? Like a caveman doing that. Like, I just am like, yeah.
Stand on the side of the cave.
Because everything else they do is like, you know, so wild and you know, savage. Mm-hmm. But then that's like such a.
Met many cavemen.
Yeah, I'm assuming. This is based on.
This is based on
me watching Ice Age. So,
Ray Romano is a giant.
Do you know how tall that really baby famous? Is?
You know how tall that baby is?
Yeah.
Why? Because of, like...
Apparently, the baby's supposed to be, like, 5 feet tall.
What?
Yeah. Because it's, like, a Neanderthal baby, and those guys are pretty big.
With the giants? There's no way.
Like, that's what it said on the wiki.
Then the slot on the wiki. Don't trust the wiki. They're running out of money. The wiki's like, donate to us. Donate to us. 12% of all your donations help us eat.
Have you noticed they've been asking that for a long time?
Yeah, because Wikipedia needs money.
I don't know.
I tell you what happened. Wikipedia was doing fine, and then some guy bought them. And was like, all right,
we got to make a profit here.
You guys aren't making a profit on Wikipedia.
Yeah,
we're not giving all this information away for free.
Yeah,
even though people wrote half the time, people wrote it in.
And oh yeah. But yeah, I mean.
Yeah, Wikipedia.
Wikipedia, man. Anyway, so that was just something I was thinking about. Last week I had Rebecca on, my sister.
Yeah.
And we talked about 2020's movies, music, TV shows. And I thought it would be, I mean, it'd be only fair for you to kind of, you know, tell the people about the content that you enjoyed in 2020, as shitty of a year as it was.
The content I've enjoyed. All right. Well, I'm going to start with music because music was the easiest for me to remember.
Cool.
I'm going to start with Advanced Placement by George Watsky.
The old Watsky.
It was a very good album. I enjoyed it very much. There's a lot. I like the opening song. It's like an interlude, kind of. It's a weird song.
Okay.
I enjoyed it. The second one of my albums that was RTJ 4.
Oh, yeah. That was number one for me.
That was number one for you. I was going to say it's a very, very good album. Oh, Logic, No Pressure. That was a great one. And also Eminem's Music to be Murdered By was my... Or were we going down the list? Were we going to do a top?
I mean, if this is your top stuff, I mean, you could just... Because like for movies, right? I just listed the new movies I saw in 2020.
I really didn't see that many new movies.
Exactly. It was... I saw seven that I could remember, and that was the least amount of new movies I've ever seen in a year.
I saw
ever
The Platform in 2020.
Yeah, but that technically that's a 2020 movie.
That's a 2019 movie. It says.
Yeah, but I think that was its foreign release.
That would be on my list.
That was on my list as well but that was a foreign. I think it's legit U.S. release was 2020.
Okay, because I saw it in 2020. Because I saw things in 2020 that I've never seen before, but I didn't really see too many things that were made in 2020.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I can tell you what I saw. I'll run down my list real quick.
Yeah, run down your list. Let me hear what you got.
The listeners heard it last week, but I'll just go through it quick just to give you an idea. Let's see. Wonder Woman 84.
You liked that.
We went in depth on that one. Did you see it?
No, but everyone is telling me not to.
Just watch. It's free. Just watch it.
It's free, but everyone's like, no, it's bad.
Just watch it.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's good or not. You can listen to the last podcast to get my ideas on it. The Lodge.
Okay.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Didn't see it.
You didn't still see Sonic the Hedgehog?
I still haven't seen Sonic. I'm sorry.
What the hell, man?
I know. I'm slacking.
Birds of Prey.
Birds of Prey. Oh, yeah. That was 2020? Okay. I agree with that one.
Tenet.
Tenet. Yes, I did see Tenet.
King of Staten Island.
Didn't see it.
And The Platform. Those are all. That's it. That's all I saw.
That's all you saw?
I mean, sure. There was some stuff that I saw for the first time in 2020, but there was nothing else from 2020. I mean, obviously it was a pretty light year of movies. I saw a movie from 2020 this past week, which is 2021. That's going to be in my rec room, so I'll save it.
It's 2021.
It is 2021.
What is 2021? Is that a show? Is that a movie? What is that?
What?
What are you talking about? What's 2021?
The year, right now.
I thought, you saw a movie.
I saw a movie from 2020 in this past week. No, it's not called that. I'll talk about it in the rec room.
Okay. I just misunderstood. All right. Well, I mean, what about shows? I have some shows. I haven't finished it, but The Queen's Gambit's rather good.
Yeah, I watched that. I said that I missed one episode, but I watched it. It's deece.
Umbrella Academy. I liked that. That was
still haven't caught that one.
You gotta get it. You gotta watch it.
Do I?
I wanna go watch it.
All right. Well, when you watch Wonder Woman 84 and Sonic the Hedgehog, Jesus.
Sonic. Oh, Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai. All right. Yeah. Is it good or is it just cheesy?
You haven't seen Cobra Kai?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's fantastic.
Was a big thing that...
If you like Karate Kid...
I do.
Yeah, then watch Cobra Kai.
All right, I'll watch it.
It takes a completely different approach to it.
Okay, all right. But here's something that me and my sister last week got into. The fact that I don't start a lot of shows. It just always seems like such a task, like an undertaking for me. It's a problem that I recognize I have to change. But
start, what do you mean?
Like, it's some shows I'm just like, oh, I don't know if I want to watch a whole show, you know? It's bad.
So you just don't start it.
I just don't start it. I've started a couple shows that I just didn't finish.
I do that. I do that a lot. I do that with just regular shows. I'll start a show and be like, eh. Actually, I did that with this one show I'm looking at right now, Cursed. It's about like King Arthur, this girl who had King Arthur Excalibur before. And it was interesting, but I stopped after like four episodes. I was just like, there's some things that just, you're like, all right, I gave it enough time.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And I one that I started was the one that we talked about.
Which one?
With the Cthulhu.
Cthulhu.
The guy who did Lovecraft Country. Started that, never finished it.
Well, I haven't finished that either. Me and Rachel haven't finished that yet. That's funny.
I started an anime, Sirius the Jaeger, which was cool, but just couldn't focus.
Dude, I'm telling Full Metal Alchemist, that's going to be my rec room today, and we'll talk about it, but I had a good story.
It's awesome.
And I loved how it was just one season, like 50 episodes or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the story. I like how it ended in the original series too.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the other one's probably gonna end different. It's already going on a weird, much different brotherhood. There's one called Full Metal Alchemist and then Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, and Brotherhood's going different places.
Some people have said that the Brotherhood's better. I don't know. I've only watched the original series.
There's parts. It's better in that, like, from what I've seen, there's way more alchemy and it's cooler alchemy. Like,
mm-hmm.
the Brotherhood was made sooner, and there's cooler fight scenes. There's cooler, like, they make characters. They give a little more answers to things, but they change a lot up. Like, one character, a storyline that I think people didn't like. because it was there's the Brotherhood is more like the manga.
Yeah.
So like whatever the story was, because when the original Full Metal Alchemist came out, all of the manga weren't out yet. Mm-hmm. It wasn't finished. So they developed their own plot, and in the Brotherhood, it's more, I think it's closer or more accurate to the whatever the book is.
Mm.
So
that's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I mean, we'll get to the Rec Room, but, you know, we'll talk about it a little bit more then. But any other shows you watched in 2020?
I mean, I watched a lot, but not, I mean, shows.
Or like new Tiger seasons King. In 2020? Yeah, we brought up Tiger King for sure.
I mean, I started Lovecraft Country, mm-hmm. and I like it. I like it. I just didn't, we still haven't finished it.
Yeah. Did you watch Watchmen?
No, but we watched The Boys, second season of The Boys.
Yeah, I still haven't started The Boys, but everybody...
The Boys is, you gotta watch The Boys. That's what you should watch next.
It's pretty
graphic, but... and they kind of make fun of, like, Aquaman. The Aquaman character is... he's like a douchebag.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's...
the fuck? No.
His story gets good. Actually, when did The Witcher come out?
That's a good question.
2019?
That might have been 2019. Witcher season one. Yeah, it came out in 2019. Yeah. And it was like the very end of 2019. We probably watched most of it in 2020. But
that's probably what it was.
One thing I had down was obviously Mandalorian season 2. And then
I haven't seen that yet. But we just finished season 1.
Cool.
Last night.
Cool. Stay away from the spoilers, though I'm sure you've heard some stuff at this point. But
a movie I did see, The Devil All the Time. That wasn't that great.
Oh, I watched that too. I didn't even put that down. That was not good. I didn't.
Oh, you know what else? You know what I did watch? Eurovision Song Contest.
I started that. Was it funny?
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, it's not bad. It's silly, but it's I like the song that she comes up with in the end. It's a good song. And you know, it's just Will Ferrell's character is she should not take him back, but
no.
They're meant for each other.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's like every dumb comedy feels like. It's like some idiot and, you know, he comes back or...
Yeah. I feel that, man. Yeah. All the time.
Sex Education season 2 was something that we talked about. I don't know if you watched Sex Education.
Oh, yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. Oh, The Lovebirds with Kumail Nanjiani.
Oh, I didn't watch that. He's ripped now. You see that?
Yeah, he got ripped for he's gonna be a superhero.
Yeah, in one of the Disney Plus shows.
You can kind of tell in that he's muscular. In the like, he must have been starting to do it.
He like looks like he's gonna explode now. That's how like ripped he is. It's like insane.
Well, I didn't look at him like that much, but.
Like, you know, you know how I mean explode.
I know what you mean. I watched The Old Guard with Charlize Theron.
Oh, you know her?
Yes, I do very well. That was an interesting movie. I thought it was a cool concept. It gave me a new, like, fear. Like, legitimate fear. That I one day gain immortality and then someone... You know, where you, if you die, you come back to life and then someone throws you in a box and then throws you in the ocean and you just drowned and then come back to life and then drown and come back to life. I told you.
Yeah.
I told you about this, man. It's like a new fear that I'm like, wow, that's like, that's hell.
Yeah, that's scary. Like,
right?
I mean, I feel like that must have been some guy's dream. He's like, I got to make a movie of this. So terrifying.
Yeah. So.
Not his dream. Like, I dreamed of one day be... drowning all the time, but like it was a nightmare. He's like, right. People gotta know.
A very dark. Wow, that would be. You're like, I'm immortal, but that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Platform. I'm just looking through a list of like movies that came out.
Platform was awesome. Anything else?
To All the Boys, P.S. I Still Love You. I didn't see that.
P.S. That? I Still Love You. What's that?
To All the Boys, it's that girl who wrote the letters. You didn't see that one?
Oh, no. I missed a lot of movies. Come
on, man. Dude. I don't know. But music, other music. Let's see. What else came out? Oh, that song with Lil Nas X.
I don't even. I just know his one song.
I got hoes on hoes and it's out of control. It's a holiday. Yeah.
I think I missed that one. That's all right.
Yeah, you know that song.
Here's a big song that came out. And actually, yeah. I think they should re-release it. Remember at the beginning of quarantine when all the celebrities sang Imagine?
Imagine all the people.
That one. That's the one. They should do that now to heal the divide in this country. It worked so well the first time.
It really did. They should all do it.
They really should. I guess moving on. One thing
so
I want to talk about is Leftovers.
Leftovers.
What are you a big fan of?
Is that Hurley's restaurant?
Was that Hurley's idea? Did we decide that?
Was it Hurley? Because I thought it was yours, but he was the one. Was it him?
Yeah,
Leftovers. Who doesn't love Leftovers? I was like, whoa.
That reminds me. I should tell him he should watch this show on Netflix. So we've been watching this show called The Greatest Leftovers or whatever. And it's like a cooking competition, like Chopped or whatever. And they have to transform leftovers into like a dish. It's pretty cool, man.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Like these people, like one of the episodes, they have like a tamale or something like that. And they transform the tamale like bread. Or whatever, into like gnocchis and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's probably one of the most annoying judges / host that they have. Some bitch that was on American Idol. I don't know. And but the concept's cool enough to really carry the show. I mean, you know,
that
every
sounds
night.
Cool. Yeah. Actually, yeah.
Every night
so
I've been like.
You can get into shows. Just yeah. Not shows with a plot.
Yeah, I can get into shows. I can. If I get into them, I have to binge them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm similar. Because I just want to know what's going to happen. And if there's bingeable, like if it's bingeable, I'm just like, I just want to watch it.
Yeah, and like an exception this year was Mandalorian, which I caught up to. And then I watched the last 3 episodes weekly because that's how they come out. But.
So I want to ask you a question.
Ask it. Wait.
And I want to see if you know this. It's a little I found this out today.
Okay.
But can you tell me Scotland's – you can't look it up. Scotland's okay. National animal. You cannot look it up.
I'm not going to look it up. I'm going to think.
Think. And I'm going to ask Rachel too. Rachel, Scotland's national animal. Can you guess it? I found this out and I did not believe it.
I'm going to say like a wombat or something like that.
Wombat. Okay. All right. Do you want to guess? She doesn't know. It's a unicorn.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
Do you think that means it's real?
It is. It's their national animal. I looked it up. I don't know if that means it's real or not, but Scotland's national animal is a unicorn. It's an interesting fact that I feel like no one will believe you when you tell people that. And they're like, oh, it is.
So
look it up.
I looked up, why is the national animal of Scotland a unicorn? They say, with its white horse-like body and single spiraling horn, the unicorn is a symbol of purity, innocence, and power in Celtic mythology. Cool. Legend also tells that their horns can purify poison waters, such as the strength of their healing power. I don't know if that says why. I think they're just describing a unicorn. But that's cool. I mean, I have Scott blood in me. Do you?
You have Scott. I don't know if I'm Scottish. I know I'm Irish. I might be Scottish.
I'm sure there's a little bit in there. We can, well, we can change that. You know what I'm saying? Ayo. Scotland's a cool country. It's one of my favorite countries I've ever been to. 10 out of 10 would go again.
Yeah, still haven't been.
We're going to do a podcast out there.
Yeah?
Next to Loch Ness. We're going to look for Nessie.
Let's do it. I'm in.
It's so actually one thing I want to talk about. When I was next to Loch Ness, there's something about like the stories that there's a big fucking monster in there that made me kind of like it's like it looks like a normal lake, and it is, but you're just like, I don't know how close I want to be to this water, because like there was that commercial.
You went to Loch Ness?
Yeah, I went with Hurley, the bread man. We went.
The bread man cometh.
And I used to have a stone that I took from like the shore of the loch, but I don't know where it is anymore. It's probably returned from whence it came. Isn't it a weird phrase, whence it came? I'm sure it makes sense, but it just sounds...
From whence it came.
Yeah.
I cast you back from whence you came.
Another one is One Fell Swoop. That's another crazy one. And I believe that's going to be Nate Bargatze's next special. It's called One Fell Swoop. Yeah.
You want to know something?
What?
You know how much the Terminator script was sold for?
The Terminator? The original Terminator?
Yeah. The Terminator script.
How much do you... Okay, tell me.
$1.
Whoa. That was a good deal.
In order to get his big break, James Cameron, he sold the script and promised that he'd be able to direct it.
Oh, with the promise that he'd be able to? Yeah. So he's like, I'll give this to you for $1, but I got to be able to direct it. I mean, it's paid dividends, right?
Yes, it has. It certainly has.
I mean, he made what? Titanic?
He made a lot of things.
Avatar? Avatar 2, 3, 4, 5?
Do you want to know something about British pigeons? Pigeon poop is the property of the British crown. In the 18th century, pigeon poop was used to make gunpowder. So King George confirmed the droppings to be the property of the crown.
Okay. Yeah. Are you just reading facts?
Nope, I'm just, these are from my head. I got these in all of my head. Why, did you want another one?
If you have another one, just hit me with
it. Dude, I got, how about the onions were found in the eyes of an Egyptian mummy? Yeah. Pharaoh Ramses VI of ancient Egypt had his eyes replaced with small onions when he was mummified. That's rings and layers of onions were worshipped because people thought they represented eternal life.
You think people were trying to make a stew of some sort?
Maybe a little Egyptian mummy stew. Very I like when my mummy makes stew.
Yeah, do you?
Let's I'll be here all night.
How great was that? So I sent Dan a Norm MacDonald interview with Larry King. It's
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, Larry King's basically
deeply
closeted homosexual. He's like, oh really?
So you're gay? Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, I'll play the sound clip. I'll edit that in so people can listen.
What's something people don't know about you?
I'm a deeply closeted gay guy.
No kidding.
Well, I'm not coming out, though.
Wait a minute. What are you revealing here today?
I'm not revealing anything. I'm saying I'm deeply closeted.
Well, that means you're gay.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Why would I say that? I'm deeply closeted.
No, but that means you're very, very gay, but you don't want to come out. You're so closeted.
That I refuse to say I'm gay.
Right.
Exactly.
But that, doesn't that mean you're gay?
Hey, 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 easy, buddy.
Maybe, if I remember. If I don't, you'll probably be like, oh man, he tricked us again. He just tricked us again. Yeah, look it up. All right, so
I don't even know he's sick.
He's so Norm MacDonald, honestly, one of the greatest comics of all time. He has a special on Netflix that I highly recommend. It's called, I think, Hitler's Dog or something like that. Norm MacDonald.
Did you know Abraham Lincoln was a bartender? Right? Yeah.
Really? So is AOC too, man.
That's wild.
That is wild. Where did he ten bar?
Where did he ten bar? Yeah. You want to know more about him?
Yeah.
Oh, let me tell you. Well, you know that the 16th president of the United States fought for the freedom of the slaves and the Union. But what you didn't know is he was a licensed bartender. Lincoln's liquor license was discovered in 1930 and displayed in Springfield Liquor Store. I don't know where he bartended.
It sounds to me like you are reading.
No, it's just sometimes I read because I have a photographic memory, and I'm reading from my memory. Do? And sometimes it just comes out.
Oh, wow. Yep. Oh, anyway, Norm MacDonald's special is called Hitler's Dog, Gossip and Trickery. Amazing. His style is just that. He's just Norm being Norm. It's like he's being like an old guy. Like that's his bit that he commits to 100% of the time. And it's just hilarious. So check it out. He also has a show on Netflix. It only was one season, but funny enough. But yeah, he is. It's pretty crazy shit. Where are we going from here, Dan? Tell me.
Where are we going for where? We're going to the moon. Did you know that there was volcanoes on the moon?
I think I did know that one. That one. Yeah.
I bet you didn't know that.
I could see them. Here's the question, Dan. Mars.
Mars.
What do you think? Are we going to go to Mars? You know, apparently there's an alien federation. I don't know if you heard about that.
Well, did you know it would only take about an hour going 60 miles per hour to get to drive out of the atmosphere?
I did now. That's crazy.
Yeah, so if we were going to go to Mars, you know, that's all it would take. Just little facts that I just want to let you know.
I don't know if that's all it'd take.
No, just to get out of the atmosphere.
That's all
it'd
take.
But you shouldn't do it in a car.
Yeah, first probably off. Not. Probably not.
I'd probably say don't do that. But
did you hear about this Alien Federation thing, Dan?
No. What?
So there is this ex-Israeli like general. He's like an old guy, right? He's like in his 70s or something like that. And they were interviewing about something. And then he was just like, oh, yeah, there's an alien federation, and they're in cahoots with us in the United States. And the only reason they haven't shown themselves to us, is because they don't think we're ready to see them. Do you believe this? Now, apparently in...
I've heard multiple things about this. That's not the first time I've heard this. But did you know this is 100% true? In the COVID bill that just came out, there's 180... day countdown to release all the information on UFOs.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I have it in my calendar. You know what day it falls on?
What day?
I don't know. I don't actually have it in my calendar, but probably at this point, 170 days?
No, but it's an actual thing in the COVID bill.
Yeah,
but
it's crazy. What do you think is going to...
Why wouldn't they just do it like in a week? It's 180 days to destroy evidence.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean...
we'll destroy it the day before.
Do you think anything crazy is going to come? Because at the beginning of quarantine, they were like, there's UFOs.
They confirmed that there's UFOs, but I don't think people, like, maybe the only way that they would release stuff is if it's inevitable. People, and they want people not to be shocked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, that would mean if anything important is in there. Otherwise, it's just going to be it's going to be them looking into cases and not having proving nothing. You know, it's just like, well, we have found, but unless they're, you know, but when did this happen that this guy said something about an alien federation?
This is about, I don't know, maybe a month ago. It wasn't that long ago. He was just like, yeah, no, and actually he said that they live on Mars and that we have humans on Mars. So he could just be like, you know what, fuck it, I'm just going crazy. Or he could be like, who cares? What are they going to do? Kill me? You know, I'm like 80-something years old, so I'll just tell these people. You know,
yeah, I don't know. I don't. It's not. It doesn't right now make that. Like, I don't believe it until I see it. But it's not. I'll believe anything. You know what I mean? If they're, who knows? Aliens are a logical possibility based True. On math.
Did you know? So you believe anything? Did you? Do you believe that? I'm going to tell you a big fact right now. Our podcast gets 100,000 listens per episode. Do you believe that?
I mean, if you can convince me, how did we gain that many?
So we got. So there was a segment where I kind of go off on Barstool probably like 2 years ago, right? And somebody cut that out and sent it to Barstool, and then they, you know, posted it, and they were like, "Oh, look at this fucking queer," and I was like, "Jesus Christ." And everybody came and like they commented really mean stuff. Most about you, surprisingly, mm-hmm. but some about me. And but it's really helped the podcast. So any press is good press.
Yeah, well, that's great. I'm glad we get that many views now.
Yeah, I mean the revenue the Anchor ad is insane. So I should probably give you some of that.
No, that's fine. You can keep it because, I mean, that's for views. I'll take the ones for listens, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll give you the listens ones.
Perfect.
What's the difference? So a view and a listen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does YouTube know, right? Like, if you put on a video, don't watch, but you listen? Think they know that?
Does YouTube?
Yeah.
Yeah, they know.
They know, and they probably put that. They incorporate that into their algorithm. Mm-hmm. They're like,
it gets a listen.
Let's give these guys a couple more like non-visual videos.
Mm-hmm. Just sound,
but like we have like a placeholder in the video spot. You think that happens? YouTube's dangerous, man. I think YouTube's an evil corporation.
Why?
I just think they are.
Okay.
I don't have a reason.
That's fine.
I think they are because they my videos never blew up, and I was like, well, that's
mine did, but for the wrong reason.
Oh, we're back to that. Holy smokes!
It's a full circle, baby.
You see, folks, this in podcasting is called a callback. So,
mm-hmm. Which is what I don't get for my auditions.
No, what have you been auditioning for? Tell me.
Everything. You know that new one from Scorsese?
Oh, Scorsese?
Yeah. You want me to do my piece, my part from it?
Yeah, do your part from the... What's the movie called that you're doing for Scorsese?
Without a Taco.
Without a Taco. Is that one... I know what that's about. You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
What it's about?
Yeah, remind me. Just give me a refresher.
It's Scorsese. So obviously it's about mobsters, gangsters, right? Mm-hmm. But they have been operating out of this taco truck. And they were actually really pulling for Hillary Clinton to win the election in 2016 because Trump had said if she wins, there'll be a taco truck on every corner. And they're like, that's good for business. And then something happens in the movie. Yeah, so read your piece.
Hey, you hear about this? You hear about Hillary? Hey, why don't you just cook up the tacos, all right, Hombolero? Yeah. Yeah, Hillary. She says she's going to put a taco truck stand on every single corner if she wins. Nah, I'm just your average Italian taco truck owner. You know, in the mob.
Yeah. So, wow. Was that just a soliloquy there? Or were you playing multiple parts? Should I have played a part?
No, that was all. Those all just. I was yelling
a
at
monologue?
One of the characters who were cooking in the back. I had to stop and yell at him.
Got it.
And then you were supposed to. Like, there was lines in there, but you didn't.
I didn't read
them.
You
didn't read them.
Well, this next segment is when the character comes up to order a taco.
Do you want to. Are you going to read?
Yeah, I'll read. Okay. Hey, hi. Can I get a taco?
Yeah, what do you want?
Can I have that that pork taco?
Right, yeah, over there? Where do you want it?
In my hand.
Where do you want it? Do you want it in a taco shell? Do you want it in a bowl? Do you want it on a plate?
Taco shell, I think. Soft. Give it to me soft.
We don't have soft taco shells.
All right, give me hard.
Okay.
All right. How much do I owe you? What?
Where do you want it?
In my hand now?
You got to pay for it.
How much do I owe you?
For you?
For me.
It's on the house.
All right. Can I have
Tony Danza?
I am Tony Danza.
Dante's looking for him.
Oh, I have to tell Tony Danza Dante is looking for him? And I know Tony Danza.
I scoop a handful, or just I scoop the beef, the taco meat into your hand.
Oh, so we skip the shell.
Yeah, I just said fuck it.
And I go,
I'm trying to send a message.
And I go loud and clear, Dante. And I run away to Tony Danza. Is that what happens?
Now you're Tony Danza.
I'm Tony Danza.
Yeah.
Yeah, who's the boss? It's me, Tony Danza.
You got it. You got the job.
Oh, really?
Got it. Yep.
Awesome.
Congratulations. See that I was playing you, giving me the job.
Oh, okay.
Pretty good job. What do you think? See, you believed it.
Yeah.
You got the job. You were in a different world there.
True. I think we're gonna have to call you back here. And
I think I'm gonna have to get a call back.
Yeah. Oh, that's a callback to callback. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Full anyway,
circle.
Full circle. Life is a circle, and I want to ride it all night long. Let's get to the rec room, man. So you're recommending Full Metal Alchemist. Just hit me with why you're recommending it.
Why am I recommending it? Because
you're a weeb. Yes.
Well, yeah, we've established that, and it's a well-written show. It's a really cool story about these two young brothers. Their father is missing. And they learn alchemy, which is like to transmute things. You can use elements to make other elements using transmutation circles. And their mom dies, and they try and do a human transmutation to get her back. And then the main character loses his arm and his leg, and he has to put his brother's soul in a suit of armor. And it's their journey trying to find the Philosopher's Stone and get their bodies back. He's trying to get his brother's body back, and he's trying to get his arm and his leg back because they're and Full Metal Alchemist is the kid with the arm and the leg, not the metal.
Yeah.
It's like a little joke.
It is. But, a joke. Yeah, yeah. Everybody's like,
really,
oh, wow.
Really good, and it's really it gets dark. It's a really – like some of the plot lines are like, damn. Like that some of the stuff that they have to do is there, you know, there's some episodes. It's still like a kid's show in some regards, but it's pretty heavy for, I don't know if it's like a kid's show, but some of the episodes
probably like
are
teens,
kind of like,
teen yeah. show, young adult.
But, yeah, probably young adult because again, there some of the, and the ending was so cool. I just thought it was a very interesting, very interesting show with alchemy, and I had seen parts of it, but I had never fully watched it. And now my next one is Cowboy Bebop.
That one's good too.
I gotta get back on that and watch that all the way through.
Sweet.
Full Metal Alchemist. I recommend that. And Brotherhood. If you want to watch Brotherhood, it's the same show as. Watch the original first. Mm-hmm. I like the animation better in the original. The animation in the new one, Brotherhood, it has cool animation and there's cooler fighting, but it's a different story. They take a completely different approach to it.
Yeah, I second your recommendation there because I watched Full Metal Alchemist maybe like 10 years ago. It's awesome. And my recommendation is a movie from 2020 that I hadn't seen in 2020, but I just watched a couple days ago. It's called The Dark and the Wicked. It's a horror movie. I rented it online I think it's
on the line.
On the line. And it's online. On the line. But it's about, so this woman is taking care of her sick, very, very sick husband. And he's taking a turn for the worse. He's like in hospice. He's not responsive. She lives on this farm in Texas, and spooky shit starts happening. And she's like, you know, like severely depressed and stuff like that. And her two kids come home. They're older. Two adult children come home to kind of like help. And she's like, you shouldn't have come here, blah, blah, blah. Essentially kind of a demon kind of devil kind of possession, kind of possessed. It's like almost a haunted house story, but with some demonic possession going on that forces people to hurt themselves in a way. And the overall tone is really creepy. You're on edge. It's not like a lot of, it's, you know, there's some, I guess, jumpy stuff, but it's not like jump scare nonsense. It's really just a legitimately creepy movie. Yeah, I mean, I was legitimately spooked afterwards. It was a spooky experience, and I definitely recommend it if you want to throw a couple of dollars at like Amazon or whatever, wherever you would watch it.
The Dark and the Wicked. Yeah. It's got a cool
poster. Yeah, poster's awesome.
Like the red. I like that. It's very simple, but it's very creepy.
Yeah.
She told you not to come.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, it's awesome. So it's the director was the guy who directed the movie The Strangers. If you ever saw that,
yes, I saw. Years ago. Yeah, I saw that it said that.
Which I actually really enjoyed as well. This one probably a little bit better, but yeah, check that out. And
I'm gonna check it out.
Other than that, it's been the Tommy John Show. I'm your host, Tommy Johns. You can find me at twitter.com/TommyJohns, nookshots.com, patreon.com/TommyJohns. You can find Dan at,
The Rumor Wreck.
The Rumor Wreck. Some, you know, probably watching some weeb shit.
Probably watching some anime.
Me and the Just Because Boys recorded an intro to our new podcast, The Wendigo Boys. Which is available on Anchor, Spotify, Pocket Casts, and some other things. We're waiting for it to be available on everything before we start releasing full episodes. But if you want to check that out, we're going to just talk about spooky and weird shit.
Spooky.
And, I mean, we hope to get Dan on some of those episodes. Obviously, schedule's pending, so.
Yeah, I'm more free now. Just during the holidays. Working on.
Yeah. As is expected, it's a busy time of year, but got anything else to add, Dan?
Just be kind to your fur-footed friends.
Yeah.
All right. Be safe, children.
Goodbye, folks.
Spill your beans, Tommy. Watch you spill your beans.